to Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
A weak battery could leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the winter ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, the headline seemingly every day, or maybe over for the last couple of years, is will the Cowboys and Dak Prescott come to terms? This long-standing standoff continues. Next week, Tuesday, is the deadline to apply the franchise tag. So that's one milestone there. But let's pause on that because we've got a chance to bid it. We were looking forward to and anticipating.
We got him now.
We got him. Matt Daugherty joins us. He is the, well, he played with a bunch of legends at UNC, basketball standout, and then the former coach of UNC, and he's got a new book out. It's called Rebound, From Pain to Passion, Leadership Lessons Learned. Matt, welcome onto the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, David, Carla, thank you very much.
Well, it is great to have you here. I'd love to have you tell us why you wrote the book at this time.
Yeah, it's been burning inside me, I think, for about 17 years. When I was the head coach at North Carolina, it was my alma mater. I was recruited to go back there. And my first year, we had a great season, David. We were a very good season. We were ranked number one in the country, beat Duke at Duke. I was voted AP National Coach of the Year. And then 2 years later, I was forced to resign. I left a great job at Notre Dame to go back to the family and you know, was forced to resign in an ugly manner. And they questioned publicly my leadership ability. And so I did what most coaches do, is you study the film and you try to get better. So I went on a leadership journey, and I was going on taking these classes at different places, the Wharton School, the Darden School, I was realizing that if I maybe had taken these classes before I was a head coach, I might still be the head coach at North Carolina. So the pain of losing my job and then questioning my leadership, then the leadership became my passion, and I studied it. And it's the most important topic, guys, that's not formally taught. I don't know many people that took a leadership class in high school or in college. And even if you did, it doesn't mean you're a good leader. It takes practice.
It's interesting you say that, because sometimes you'll hear people say, oh, he's a natural leader.
Right.
And then there's also this work to develop yourself into a leader. How much of this is something you can really work on and develop yourself?
Well, I think that's the key question. I thought like you thought, that you're either a born leader or you're not. And, you know, I was always in leadership roles as a player and then as the head coach at Notre Dame. And so when I was told I was a bad leader and forced to resign, I thought, well, you know what? Maybe I'm not a good leader. And I questioned myself. I lost confidence. And then when I took this class on emotional intelligence at the Wharton School, it was based on a book, The Art of Emotional Intelligence. And in that book, it said leadership is a learned behavior. And that was the most exciting thing I ever read in my life. Now, you might be saying, this guy's really a nerd, you know? I mean, but at that time in my life, I was really down, didn't think I had much hope as a leader. And when I read that, I'm like, leadership's a learned behavior. I can get better at this. And that's why it became my passion. I became so excited about it.
Well, Matt, I think your story is an amazing one, and I'm really glad that you have this book out here for people, because it sounds like, and I'll let you speak on this, that writing this book for you was really therapeutic. I mean, I think a lot of people are in your shoes and maybe aren't as open about it, i.e. when their career is done, whether it's a coaching career, especially a career that you're in the spotlight, like the people that you played with at UNC, James Worthy, Kenny Smith, Sam Perkins, Michael Jordan, my gosh. And then you move to coaching and then that's different. And it isn't it also part of it an identity issue? Like when you finish with the spotlight, if when the spotlight stops shining, then who are you?
Well, Carl, there's a lot to unpack there, and you've hit it right on the head. I think that the intent was to help with this book, Rebound from Pain to Passion. The intent was to help others avoid the landmines mm-hmm. I stepped on. But in writing the book, and then once the book was out and people were reading it and the feedback I was getting, it is hugely therapeutic. I never admitted until I wrote the book that I dealt with depression. And there were days I didn't feel like getting out of bed. And there was days where I'm like, you know what, I'm just counting the days and I'm not really fulfilled. And what is my identity? And now I feel a fulfillment and an identity that I hadn't had in a long time. It is very difficult when you're in a position where your identity is wrapped into your job.
Sure.
And I had that as a player for 14 years. When I was 10, I fell in love with basketball. And at 24, basketball broke up with me. And I was like, screw you. I don't need you. I'm out. You know, I'm going to find some other love, right? And I thought it was money. I went to work on Wall Street and it wasn't. And I bounced back to rebounded back, if you will, to basketball. And that's when I started coaching, and that felt good. To be called a coach, to be a basketball coach, felt good to me. And then when I was fired again, it's like I was free falling off the Empire State Building. What is my identity? I grasp on a lot of different things trying to find that fulfillment. And really, it's the fulfillment here. Robin Roberts from Good Morning America says, make your mess your message. And that's what I've done here, and it has been very therapeutic, as you touched on.
Well, we're very fortunate that we have you with us and that this book is out there. And we're speaking with Matt Doherty, former UNC Tar Heel and coach after Dean Smith of North Carolina. Let's look now at the Tar Heels right now. Wow, what a season. Up and down all over the place, 9-6 in the ACC, 15-9 overall. They won at Florida State. Then they turn around and lose at Syracuse. What are your thoughts on UNC this season and how Roy Williams is handling this roller coaster?
Oh, my gosh. It is a roller coaster. You're very astute, Carla. It is so inconsistent. Just when you think they're going to turn the corner, they lose. And what do you attribute it to? Inconsistent guard play. They're starting two freshmen. No off season because of COVID. Mm-hmm. The stress of COVID. I think that's real. You know, I think that kids are, locked in and they're by themselves and they can't be around family and friends. So they don't have that emotional support like they normally have. Maybe some of them are worried about what their parents and grandparents are dealing with in terms of COVID. I think there's a lot of distractions, more distractions than normal. But the guard play has not been good. They're not a great outside shooting team. And so I think that if and when Caleb Love becomes a consistent point guard, mm-hmm. that's going to determine how far they go. And to this point, he hasn't done it on a consistent basis. And I hate to single out one player, but that's the risk. I tell players it's a risk to go to North Carolina because you're going to get the exposure, but you're also going to get exposed.
Right.
Great stuff. Right? Yeah, no, really appreciate it. That's Matt Doherty. Now, his book is called Rebound from Pain to Passion. Matt, is it out now at Amazon?
Oh, yeah, it's out. It's already sold out. We just had to do a second print and pre-order on Amazon, and it'll be to you probably by the end of the month, if not the first week of April.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us.
Matt.
Congrats. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.